Chapter 20. The Traffic Circles of Pakistan. Confusion is a word we have invented for an order which is not yet understood. Henry Miller. In Lahore, Pakistan, the traffic circle is the epicenter of the driving experience. Like traffic circles anywhere, the Pakistani version absorbs vehicles from various points and then spews them out at other points. However, these circles differentiate themselves from the more civilized circles of the West, with each Pakistani driver's unspoken proclamation being, "Enter here, but beware. I do not care what you want. Your existence is an obstacle to me. May the best man win, and know that man is me." The driving is instinctual and primal. The circles are beautiful, really, raw, closed, no-nonsense systems in which an observer can generalize about how third-world systems operate. My favorite circle is huge, with 5 concentric lanes of traffic, each with vehicles careening wildly around and around the potholed pavement. A dearth of guidelines. In the Pakistani traffic circle, there are 2 rules. Go as fast as possible and avoid colliding with other vehicles. That's it. It's every man for himself. In Pakistan, it's almost always a man behind the wheel, with the whole system being propelled by an invisible frenzy of mocking desperation. As a Westerner standing on the sidelines, I see that for each driver, it is clearly a matter of life and death. Each must reach his destination just a bit sooner than what is humanly possible. Within the seething circle, indeed a living organism, there is no rule for which vehicle has the right of way. Unless one considers intimidation a rule. It's amazing. The drivers revel in the silent pact that no organizing guidelines shall interfere. It is similar to most third-world gatherings of people. Queuing into a single-file line just doesn't happen. Everyone silently agrees that survival of the fittest is a single guideline for securing whatever it is to be had. In the Pakistani traffic circle, no one is insulted or irritated by the hyper-assertive jostling and the line crashing. It's the nature of the game, and within the circle, you will cut me off while blowing hard on your horn, and that's okay. The traffic rages around and around, with all participants frustrated that the general vehicle velocity isn't faster than it is. Competing for space are fragile donkey carts, huge ornately decorated trucks, tiny Chinese cars, cantankerous bicycles, and hordes of darting, weaving motor scooters. When a car or truck breaks down, the driver simply stops his vehicle without any attempt to pull over to get out of the way. He nonchalantly lies down on his back under his disabled vehicle and makes repairs. Nobody cares or pays attention to the driver, who escapes being crushed through no act of his own. Within the circle, there is no cooperation or consideration, and everyone agrees that's fine. Cooperate or challenge. Comparing the traffic circles of Pakistan to those in the West reveals a stunning contrast. To flatten the playing field for my forthcoming theory, I am presuming all drivers everywhere share the same desire, to travel without physical damage from point A to point B in a minimum amount of time. Here's the question. To get what one wants, in this case, traveling from one place to another as rapidly and as unscathed as possible, shall it be by independent, single-minded challenges to one another, a rudimentary free-for-all system, or shall it be by group cooperation, an intricate and formal system? In Bend, Oregon, one follows many rules of the road. If not, there will be problems. For instance, the cars already within the Bend traffic circle unquestionably have the right of way. Incoming drivers rarely violate this rule, but if they do, a physical altercation could ensue, with the vehicles pulled over, the drivers making fools of themselves. The Western right-of-way rule is ironclad, and 99.9% of drivers follow the rule exactly. Of course, there are also other Western rules that have to do with speed and signaling, and no one would ever think of changing a tire anywhere near a traffic circle. The mindset is on the other drivers. No one thinks of impeding traffic for any reason. One does not see this oh-so-sensitive driver persona in Pakistan. In Pakistan, one driver does not consider the other driver, and each charges into the fray without forethought, the opposite of how things are handled in the conservative driver's culture in the United States. At the risk of being culturally judgmental, it is my contention that in getting from point A to point B, cooperation is more efficient than a competitive free-for-all. My guess is that despite the Pakistani frenzy, more traffic flows through the staid Bend traffic circle than flows through the equal-sized Lahore traffic circle. It's also my bet that there are fewer accidents in the Western traffic circle. So again, at the risk of making a stupid bellicose east-west judgment, it is obvious to me that if the goal is to move huge volumes of traffic from point A to point B, the cooperative social agreements of a rigid rule traffic circle beat the frenzy of a traffic circle that has no guidelines. The West's higher capacity traffic circle is an illustration of the importance of mutual consideration, as well as rules that participants understand and agree upon. And away from the traffic circles, in the social process, it is more productive for each participant to consider the welfare of other participants and to follow simple rules that deal with common contingencies. For individual drivers and for the culture as a whole, it just works better. It's a matter of mechanical efficiency. But there is more to this than mechanics. Ignoring the efficiency aspect, which traffic circle is the most fun, the most satisfying, the most innovative and free-form? Clearly, it's the Pakistani circle. The flair and competitiveness in Pakistani streets is a remarkable thing, with a colorful, good-natured jousting that is fascinating to watch. For a Westerner on the periphery looking in, it's a spectator sport that is in direct contrast to the uptight, boring military orderliness of the streets of the West. When I'm in Pakistan, I just stand there on the edge of the frenzy, watching those traffic circles. It makes me feel alive. These people are not just going somewhere. They're free-form artists, creating and surviving, and having a hell of a good time doing it. We Westerners could learn something from that. From this rigid framework, take your risks. The drivers in Lahore, Pakistan, and Bend, Oregon, do ultimately arrive at their respective destinations. Like any business or any life, with individual comportment and social expectation being major influences, strategies for making those journeys range from pedantic rule-following to vainglorious self-interest. It's my guess that most Westerners find themselves somewhere in the middle, but leaning toward following the rules. The two cultures' traffic circles beautifully illustrate the extremes of how one can go about getting what one wants. But is there a middle ground? In life outside of the traffic circles, could it be that a staid, conservative foundation could be the launching pad for surges of innovation and leaps of faith? Think about traffic circles as you make a plan for getting yourself through the day. And consider the circles as you contemplate the work-the-system methodology in which you will create a thoughtful, planned framework. A framework that is a safe harbor for later, off-the-wall new ideas that will propel you into the life you want. Today, slow down and begin the process of finding order and creating structure. Later, from this framework, take your risks.